Hey man, what's up, everybody? Good to see you all, and super excited about the retreat coming up. And I know that God's going to really bless that time together. But I'm going to jump right in here. I'm going to share my screen in a second. I just got to open up my PowerPoint first. Here we go. All right. There we go, trusting God. So I'm going to be jumping right in here. And I'm excited to be talking with you all tonight about a very important topic. And I hope you're aware that this is very important, trusting God. And part of why it's so important is because trusting God, this topic, can really apply to every area of our lives. We really do have to trust God with everything. And, trusting God influences how we approach every other topic in the Bible. Because when we're challenged with something or we're not sure what to believe about something, when we go to the Bible to find out, well, what's true, what's right, we're only really going to believe the word so much as we trust God with what's true. And so trusting God kind of even is the foundation for every other topic that we do study out or go to the Bible for. And so, tonight we're going to be talking about trusting God. And I know that, in a group this big, even in a smaller group, everyone has different stuff going on. You've got worries, you've got weight you're carrying, you've got stress, you've got uncertainty, things you don't understand. And what's encouraging is that trusting God is the answer to so much of that, to the stuff that we are carrying and that we don't know what to do with. Trusting God is the answer. I know in my life, I'll be a disciple 11 years this December. No, 12. It'll be 12 years as a disciple this December. And I know that I'm constantly called back to trusting God. I'm continually called back to trusting God in my personal life and interpreting things that are going on in my life or in the world and sorting out the truth, what's true, what's not true, what's right, what's wrong. I'm called back to trust in God in my interactions with people, with worries that I'm dealing with circumstances that come up in my life that are out of my control. I'm constantly called back to trust in God. And what's encouraging is every time he proves to be trustworthy. So what is trust? Oh my gosh, that's still there from I just was using the same PowerPoint as the last lesson. That was the curtain I did for Caleb. There you go, Caleb. I was there twice. So what is trust? Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And so that's what trust is. And so when we talk about trusting God in this case, we're trusting God. That means that we have a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, and the strength of God. Tonight, do you trust God? This is important. The Bible teaches that there's blessing for trusting God. There is great joy and there is blessing in trusting God. There's many passages that say that. But the Bible also teaches that there's punishment for not trusting God. And so this is really important to get this on straight. The truth is that we trust all the time. I don't know if you consider yourself a trustworthy person or not, but we all trust all the time. Whenever you let somebody drive you, right, your ride to the retreat, you're trusting somebody. You're putting your life in their hands. And there's times, honestly, guys, where I get a ride with somebody and my trust is a little bit weak. I'm low-key anxious the whole time. There's certain drivers. And even in that situation, I'm in the car, and so I am trusting them. You trust your bank. You literally don't have most of your money. You don't have cash. And even if you did have cash, you're trusting the government's backing of that cash. But still, you put your money in the bank and you just trust that this company has it there for you, that when you need it, they will give it to you. You're trusting the bank with your money. You trust Canvas or Blackboard, right? You have a really important test or quiz, you submit it through Canvas or Blackboard, and you trust that your teacher is going to get it, right? We trust with the news. You might read an article or listen to the news or hear something on TikTok or on Instagram, read something. And a lot of times we don't even question the source. We don't question the validity. We just kind of blindly trust, oh, wow, this happened. This is true. And, you know, so we trust the news a lot of times. Think about with healthcare, your doctor. You know, many of you have probably had surgery before. You've literally trusted a stranger, basically, enough to take a knife to you and cut something out of you or fix something inside of you. Talk about trust. You know, we trust people. We trust things all the time. I remember a few years ago going to a treetop ropes course with our New Jersey leaders group. And they had this really long, you know, I don't remember, 400-foot zip line or whatever it was. And it was way up in the sky, like, you know, 100 feet in the air or whatever. And I remember thinking as I grabbed onto the little handles and put my little clip on it, I am putting so much trust right now in this clip, in these trees, in whoever affixed this. And this, as I leapt off on the zip line and it was a total blast, I realized this is the way I need to trust God. I need to trust God even when things look bleak, or even when, you know, I'm 100 feet up in the air and it doesn't even totally make sense why I'm doing this. We trust. And so, you know, this is the kind of trust that we need to have with God. You know, relationships take trust or they will not work. They will not last. And your relationship with God and your decision to follow Jesus will not last without trusting God. We've got to trust God. And people in the Bible, you know, like I said, have been blessed for trusting God and punished for not. And you know, guys, I probably have more scriptures in this lesson than any lesson I've ever written before. And that's because, you know, teaching on trusting God, this is going to be more like a class on it, but you're going to have to do the deeper digging yourself. And so, you know, whatever you hear tonight that you're like, wow, I need to focus on that part of trusting God, write these scriptures down, screenshot it, whatever you need to do. These will be great passages to study out. And so I have 2 points for tonight. And then we're going to break up into groups to respond personally. And the first point is really to show you that God is trustworthy, right? The Bible is not, I am not calling you to trust someone who can't be trusted. And so we got to believe, no, God is trustworthy if we're going to trust him. And secondly, you know, I want to break down different areas of our life that we do need to trust God in. But first, looking at how God is trustworthy. Like I said, I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. There's over 125 verses in the Bible that mention trust. You can go on Bible Gateway, type in trust or entrust, and you could study out like 4 or 5 a day and just have a deep study on trusting God for a month. I scrolled through all the verses. There's amazing stuff in there. That's part of why I had so many verses in here. It was hard to pick. And so let's really dive into this here. This first point is that God is trustworthy in every way. And that's the truth. God is trustworthy in every way. Now, I'm pretty confident that we've all been hurt by people, disappointed by people. We've all been let down by someone. Someone has failed us in some way, not kept a promise, right? And some of that has been with people that we just honestly, we shouldn't have trusted. Maybe we should have known better. Maybe we didn't know better till after, but we've been hurt by people that maybe we shouldn't have trusted. But that's also happened. We've also been let down by people that we can trust and should trust, right? Even the best of people in our life have not pulled through every single time, right? And that's hurt us. And so, you know, what's even harder to swallow is that we have even done this to ourselves. Right, we have let ourselves down. We've disappointed ourselves. We've not even kept our own promises to ourselves. And the reality is, man, then if I can't trust myself, and if I can't even fully trust the most trustworthy people in my life to pull through, then who can I trust? And the answer is you can trust God. You can trust God all the time because God is trustworthy in every way, all the time. Now, do you think we need to learn to trust others? The Bible helps us with that, right? And there, There's wisdom to be learned in discerning who to trust and when to trust. And a big part of that is learning to forgive others, right? But ultimately, even my trust in people is rooted in a trust for God. When I trust people, really behind that, I'm trusting God's sovereignty over that even more. The truth is the Bible overwhelmingly, those verses on trust, the Bible overwhelmingly focuses on us trusting God and us being trustworthy. That's what God most focuses on. You know, and Jesus himself, the Bible teaches, he entrusted himself to God, not to people. That was ultimately who Jesus trusted with his life and who he entrusted himself to. When we think about people that we do trust in our life, because that is important, we need people we can trust. We need trustworthy relationships. When I think about, well, what makes us trust somebody? There might be more reasons, but I kind of boiled it down to five reasons that I trust someone. This is probably the same for you as well. Sometimes we trust people because of their knowledge in a certain area. They know a lot about something. Maybe it's cars, so we trust their advice with our car. Maybe it's the subway. Maybe it's with math. Maybe it's with relationships, right? Somebody has great knowledge in an area, so we trust them in that area. Another reason we trust people is they care about us. They love us. And so we know they're invested in us. And so we're more likely to trust them than somebody who doesn't care about us. Somebody's power, right? Their authority, their ability, that makes us trust somebody. Someone's character, somebody's unreliable, unresponsive, a liar, then we don't trust them. And lastly is track record with two D's. No, that's a typo. So, you know, somebody's track record, you've trusted them before, were they trustworthy? You trusted them before, were they not trustworthy, right? Somebody's track record makes us trust them again. And so I kind of want to put God to the test in these five areas. Is God trustworthy in these areas? So first of all, is God trustworthy in knowledge and wisdom? Well, Job 12 verse 13 says, to God belong wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are his. 1 John 3:20 says, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Part of why we should trust God over our own emotions and thinking and evaluation of ourselves. God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. No one else knows everything. There's a bunch of other great passages at the bottom there. You know, but part of why God has all knowledge and all wisdom is because he is outside of time. God is outside of space. He is everywhere all the time. He knows why everything happens, who's involved, when they did it, what they did, how they did it, the motives, all the factors. God is all knowing, right? And so God is trustworthy in this area of knowledge, right? These are some other incredible passages in the Bible on the bottom here from the Bible that say things like everything is uncovered and laid bare before his eyes. His understanding is beyond measure. And even before a word is on my tongue, he knows it. God knows how many hairs you have on your head. It would be hard to count them, right? Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing. You know, and then the last one, Isaiah 40, says that God created and knows the name of every star, and there are trillions of stars. Now, if we're going to trust anyone's knowledge, wisdom, insight, information, God is the most trustworthy in this area. So God is trustworthy in knowledge. But how about with care, with love and investment? You know, when we know someone is invested in us, genuinely cares about us, it's a lot easier to trust them. But think about your close friends, your parents, or your siblings. When somebody cares about you, we trust them more than we trust strangers. In 1 John 4:8, the Bible tells us that God is love. So not only does God love us, but he is love. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates or showed his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, before you repented, before you changed, before you believed, before you did anything, while you were still a sinner, Jesus died for us. Christ died for us. That's how much God loves you. If you think about who else has done that for you, right? While we were still sinner, God demonstrated his love for us greater than anybody else loves us, right? Who is more invested in your life than God? Who's given more? Who loves you more? Who cares about you more? No one. No one does. And so like the psalmist in Psalm 13, verse 5, we should say, God, I trust in your unfailing love. We can trust God's love for us because he loves us more than anyone. Thirdly, how about God's power, his ability, and his authority? You know, if another student in your class says, you know, don't worry, I can get an extension on your tuition due date, right? Are you going to trust them on that? What? It's like, how are you going to do that? Hey, don't worry about, you know, that test you failed. You can retake it. It's like, okay, but I'm going to ask the teacher. You don't have the ability to let me retake the test. You know, if you know, we're so excited about Manny and Rachel being engaged, right? If Manny has a friend that's always burning their food when they cook, and he comes to Manny and says, hey, bro, I could totally take on the cooking for your wedding, right? Manny's going to be like, no, bro, it's all good. Don't worry about it. You just attend. You know why? Because they don't have the ability to cook. They're not good at it, right? But so we trust people when they have the authority to do something, the power to do something, or the ability to do something that we're trusting them with. And when we look at the Bible, what does it say about God? The Bible says everything belongs to God. The Bible says nothing is impossible for God. He can do anything. The Bible says that God spoke everything into existence. Talk about power and authority. The Bible says that Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible also says that to God, people are but grass. They are nothing. They are small. They're weak compared to God, to his glory, to his power. We think about the incredible power of rich people like maybe Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. We think about super influential people, talented, successful people, Beyonce, LeBron James, or really impactful or people with great authority like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And, you know, these people do have, in human terms, a lot of power, a lot of ability, a lot of authority. But to God, they are but grass. They're nothing to him. Right, God has so much more power, ability, and authority than any person. And so he is so much more trustworthy in that way. And so how about in the area of character, right? Mutability, that means like mutants, like able to change or transform, right? And the Bible teaches that God is immutable. He cannot change. He does not change. God is consistent in his character. He is reliable. And so he is trustworthy. Three times the Bible says God cannot change, right? God does not change like the shifting shadows. If he makes a promise, he will and he can fulfill it. God does not change his mind. I love this verse in Numbers, verse 23, verse 19. It says, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Now, when we're trusting someone, we're trusting their character, right? Will this person change their mind? Will they forget, right? And sometimes people we trust might be well-intentioned, but they get too busy, they get distracted, they forget. Or some people that we trust, they might be influenced or persuaded by others. Maybe you know, buy something over Facebook Marketplace that's super important to you, and the person said, it's yours, come get it, you're trusting them. But then somebody else comes along, offers a little bit more money, and they just leave you for dead, right? And so they were mutable. They didn't keep their word to you because a little more money swayed them. God cannot be swayed by money. God is not swayed by other people, right? God is not a human. God is not man. God is not woman. He is God. He is different from all of us. And I think what's important about that, guys, is not bringing our people pain into our trust with God. Just because people have not been trustworthy should not affect whether or not we trust God, because God is not a person. It's apples and oranges. You know, I can't trust my dog, so I can't trust Mark. Like, it's like, what? You know, there's no connection. No, God is not a man. God is not human. He is the Lord. He is God. And so we cannot, judge God or think of God in human terms. We get in trouble when we view God as if he's a human. We get in trouble when we judge God as if he was a human, right? Or if we expect from God as if he was a human. God is God. He is the only God. And he is not human that he should lie or that he should change his mind. And he is so above us and beyond that. He's in a league of his own. And so someone isn't going to come along and take God's attention, bribe him, distract him. He won't get overwhelmed, too stressed, change his mind, run out of resources. God is reliable and he is trustworthy in his unchanging character. Amen. And lastly, God's track record. I don't have any scriptures here, but just Bible Gateway, the word remember. We're called to remember who God is and what he has done. He has an amazing track record. Like I said, we trust people or things because we trusted them before and they came through for us. This happens with a lot of things. We see a sequel because the first movie was good. If the first movie was trash, you don't go see the sequel, right? So, however, we also know that just because the first movie was good doesn't mean the sequel is going to be good, right? But we see a sequel because the track record of the first one was good, right? Or maybe we get advice from somebody and we take their advice and it goes great. And we're like, wow, I'm going to get advice from that person again, and so they've got a good track record. I don't know how many of you, I can't see your hands, make your purchases based off reviews on the website or on Amazon, right? I make like 95% of my purchases based on the reviews. How many stars and how many people the stars are based on. Almost every restaurant I pick is always based on Google reviews. And I make good decisions because of that, because I trust the people that did those. And other people trust me with restaurant decisions now because I've led them to good places, right? And so when places or people have a good track record, then we're a lot more likely to trust them. And over, the Bible calls us to recall the deeds of the Lord, to remember how he worked in people's personal lives, how he's worked in the world, or how he's worked in the lives of his people collectively, and to trust him because of that. From Genesis to Revelation, God has an impeccable, outstanding, trustworthy track record. And we've got to study the Bible out and see that in God. But I'd want you to ask tonight or to reflect on your own life. How about in your personal life? How has God's track record been? Right? How has God pulled through for you? How has he answered prayers? How has God provided for you, protected you, been good to you, gotten you through things? Right? It's so important for us to remember the ways that God has gotten us through. Every time, I know I shared this two Sundays ago, but every time I go through something where I'm challenged to trust God, I'm strengthened by remembering his track record. And that he's been trustworthy before, he does not change, and he'll be trustworthy again. And so when you combine all these factors, God is just a slam dunk in all of them. God is by and far immeasurably more trustworthy than anyone or anything. God and only God gets an A+ 100% in every one of these areas. And so we should have a deep conviction, a firmly held belief that God is trustworthy. And so do you trust God, or do you doubt God, question God, or disregard him? I hope these scriptures and these points have inspired you to trust God and to believe, no, God is absolutely trustworthy. And, part of what it means to trust God is trusting God's involvement in your life. These are kind of three different areas of trusting God. We need to trust God's involvement in our life. He is involved in our life. And secondly, we need to trust God's influence over our life, that we do let him control our lives. We do obey him. We trust God's influence over our life. And also that we trust his inspired word, that trusting God equals trusting the Bible. The word became flesh. It was Jesus. Every scripture is God breathed. Trusting God equals trusting the Bible. You can't say you trust God if you don't trust his word, if you don't trust the Bible. Trusting is taking somebody at their word. And so trusting God does mean trusting the Bible. And obviously that means believing in him, believing in his word, relying on him, and then obeying him and obeying his word. And so God calls us to trust him because he is trustworthy. And so God is trustworthy in every way. And secondly, hope you guys are with me, God is trustworthy in everything. And we're called to trust God, not in just some areas of our life, but in every area of our life. And I kind of want to start this point by just first saying that not only is God trustworthy in everything, but we should trust God over everything else, right? We trust ourselves. We trust friends and family members. We trust sometimes the majority voice in the world, what most people are saying or thinking. We trust our feelings. We put our trust in money or status. Sorry, my throat's super dry. But, you know, the Bible teaches in Psalm 20, verse 7 to 8, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Psalm 49, verse 13 to 14. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd. Thank you, Chelsea. You know, I trusted right there. I said that out loud and I was like, I really hope Chelsea heard me and is going to bring me water. So thank you, Chelsea. You know, guys, I think just a second here, but we've got to make sure we trust God over everything else. If we trust in our security, our own thoughts, other people more than we trust God, we're in danger. We need to trust God in everything, but we also need to trust God over everything. And these are two great passages to study out more. If you feel like there are things that you're trusting more than you're trusting God, including not trusting in ourselves more than we trust God. And, you know, Mark mentioned this verse at the beginning, and this is a big one, one that we should all memorize and have written on our hearts. Proverbs 3, 5 to 8 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. You know, this passage says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So that means don't trust God a little bit or sometimes or halfway. It's trust God all the way. Trust God in an unreserved way. Give God full trust. Total trust. All right, so I will, but in what areas? And it says number 6, in all your ways, submit to him. And you see here that trusting God equals submitting to God. That submitting, submission, surrendering is trusting God. And not in just some areas. We don't submit to God where we want to or where we agree or where it's convenient. In all your ways, submit to him. Trust in the Lord in all areas. Trust God in everything. And then it says, you know, it says, do not lean on your own understanding. You know, so where do you lean? You know, when you're making a decision, when you're processing something, do you lean on your own understanding or do you lean on God? Do you lean on his way? You know, do you submit to him in all your ways or just some ways? Just the areas that you agree or are easy, or even in the hard areas, are the areas where it's hard for you to understand. Do you trust and submit to God as well? You know, another great passage is Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. The Bible says, and this is God speaking, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Remember, God is not human. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You know, God's ways, his thoughts are not like ours. They are greater, they're above ours, they're grander than ours, they're deeper than ours, they're better than ours. This passage calls all of us to trust God with everything. And trusting God with everything includes trusting God with the unknown, things that we don't know, that we don't see yet. It means trusting God with things that are uncertain, right? That we don't know in the future or that we can't see. And it also means trusting God with the things that we don't understand. And that's a really hard one, is when we don't understand something, trusting that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that God is good, and he is trustworthy, and he loves us, and he is faithful, and he knows more than me. And so even though I don't understand, if this is what he says, if he knows about this, then I can trust him with this, because his ways are higher than my ways. You know, we might think that there's a certain way to do something and God doesn't differently. We've got to trust, you know what? God's way must be right, even if I understand it differently or I think some other way would be better. You know, we won't always understand everything. And the truth, guys, is some things we may just not understand until we get to heaven. There just may be some justice we won't see until heaven, some understanding we won't get until heaven, some clarity we won't get. Right, there just may be some things we won't fully understand until this life is over. But like I said, we can trust God that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and he knows and he cares about us. You know, I don't need to get into it too much, but this principle comes out a lot in parenting. My kids are 4 and 5, and they don't always understand. Tomorrow they have to get a flu shot, and they're going to hate it, and they're going to beg not to, and they're not going to understand why they have to, and they have to because getting the flu would be terrible and because the school requires it. And that's another thing they don't understand. Why do we have to go to school? But when they're older, they'll understand both of those things. But right now, they need to trust me, and they need to know that, you know, even if they don't understand, they need to believe I understand and trust us with that, that I know something they don't. And that's the same with God. He knows much that we don't. So even when we don't understand or something's unknown, we can still trust him, because he's good and he knows more than us, and his ways are not our ways. You know, I do want to get into a few different areas quickly where we need to trust God. But I just want to say one more thing quick here. And that's that there may be things in the Bible that you don't like or maybe don't understand or don't make you feel good. And that's just true about life, right? Just like I said, shots, right, or something we have to get. We don't like it. The dentist, there's many things. And here's just one thing I would say is when I face things like that, I make sure I don't think things like, well, I don't agree with God on that, because that would be not trusting God. That would be not submitting to God. And the truth is, I might not understand. I might not like something. It might not make me feel good. But if I believe God is who he is and his word is what it is, then I need to agree with him even when I don't understand. And that's the idea of accepting and surrendering and submitting to God. And so I think it's important for us as different things come up in the world or in our lives or that we're dealing with, that we really trust God and that we agree with him in everything, even if we don't understand. And so what are some different areas where we need to trust God? And I'm going to hit these way faster than I wanted to, but write down the scriptures for the ones you think apply to you the most. But we need to trust God with what is right, what's best, and the decisions we make. And Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And the other verse says that, you know, the statutes of God are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. Guys, we've got to trust that God's way is the right way, that God's way is the best way. And then in trusting God, we need to make decisions that support that. That even if we think something else might feel right or be better, God's way, we trust and believe, is always better. And this might apply to being open about something, what you believe about something, about school, about dating, about life decisions, whatever it is, we've got to trust, no, God's way is right. God's way is best. Even if it's harder, even if it's not what we think, we need to make our decisions believing, trusting that God knows what is right and best. You know, a second area where we need to trust God is in what is true. You know, the world is going to tell us, first of all, that there is no absolute truth. And that in itself is, you know, they're kind of making a truth by saying there's no absolute truth. So it kind of defeats itself. But right, the world is going to constantly be saying, well, this is true, that's true. We need to trust God with what is true, not what's true to you, not what feels true, not your inner truth, your truth, the world's truth, other people's truth, majority voices truth. We need to believe what God says is true. John 17:17, Jesus said, your word is truth. John 18, Jesus said, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Psalm 119 says, all your words are true, right? Regardless of what the world thinks or people say or other Christian churches say, or you know, self-proclaimed Christians say, we need to believe, we need to trust the Bible says what is true about who God is, about how to be saved, about what a Christian is, about Jesus being the only way, and that other religions do not lead to heaven, and that only Jesus' way does. Believing what God says is true about sexual ethics, about sin, about anything, right? That we need to believe, no, the Bible is truth, and trust God with that. You know, a third area where we need to trust God is with ourself and circumstances that we're in. And, you know, what I want to just clarify here is, you know, we got to trust God with who he made us and circumstances that we can't control, right? Many of us have factors in your life outside of your control that we have to trust God with. Maybe it's the family you were born into, or things about yourself that, you know, for whatever reason you wish were different, or you don't like, or, you know, there's so many different things. And what we need to do is trust God that he made us the way he made us. He put us in the circumstance we're in for a reason. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, read the whole thing, but it says, you've searched me, Lord, and you know me. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Right? We need to trust God with who we are and where we are in life. We need to make sure that we get our identity from him, not from things about ourselves, not from things the world tells us to get our identity in or to identify with. We need to get our identity from God and trust him with who we are and who he made us to be. And the world right now is trying to get their identity from a lot of other things. And some of those things are good, some aren't as much, but we need to make sure we trust God with who we are and the circumstances he's put in that we're in that we can't control. You know, a fourth area is trusting God with your trials, with your worries, and with your letdowns. You know, and this is really hard. And like I said, this is just a surface scratch on this. But, you know, when we're going through challenging things, I shared a lot about this two Sundays ago in my lesson about things in my life. But we've got to trust that God can calm it, calm the storm, or he can get us through it. That God is with us, and that he can strengthen us through these things, and that he can provide for us. And there's so many great passages to help us with that. Another area where we need to trust God is with our future and our finances. Now, James 4:13-15 is a great passage on this, but it's so important that we don't try to rely on ourselves or take our future into our own hands, but we're seeking out, God, what is your will? Who do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? And this verse brings in the idea of finances as well, that we trust God with our finances, that we're not trusting in our finances, but we trust God with our finances, right? And if you put a job before your devotion to God or to devotion to the body, then you're probably trusting in finances more than you're trusting in God. If you don't give contribution because you don't have a lot of money or you don't make a lot of money yet, but you don't give something, you don't give anything back to God, it shows that you're trusting in finances more than you're trusting in God, because God says the generous person will prosper. And so we got to trust God with our future and with our finances. And lastly, we've got to trust God with our salvation, with forgiveness, and with the mistakes that we make. You know, I know there's guilty souls in here, and you know, ultimately, we cannot save ourselves. We cannot be good enough, repent enough, sin less enough to make it to heaven. We do need to repent. We need to walk in the light. We need to be open and confess our sins. But ultimately, we can't earn our salvation. We need to trust God for our salvation, right? And so I trust God that despite my sin, despite my mistakes, he has forgiven me. and I am clothed in Christ. And when he comes back or when I die, he will welcome me into heaven. And I don't rely on myself for that. I don't trust in myself. I trust him. I trust in him. We need to trust in God for our salvation. You know, these are just a few areas, and I know that at least some of them hit all of us, right? But we got to trust God in everything. And that's not always easy, but it is always right, and it is always reliable, and it is always freeing. I want to close out with this verse here, Isaiah 26, verse 3-4, a favorite of mine and Chelsea's. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal." There is perfect peace. There's great reward in steadfastly trusting God, right? And trusting God means being at peace no matter what. Trusting God means relying on him, believing in him. Trusting God means obeying him no matter what's going on or if you understand or not. Trusting God means being faithful to him in all things at all times. Trusting God means surrendering and submitting to him and persevering and waiting for him. Trusting God is such an important part of our life and our walk with him. I hope this lesson helped you with that tonight. God is trustworthy in every single way. And because of that, let's be people who trust him in everything. Amen. Thank you, guys.